I am delighted to welcome Georgella Lyon back to Around Cincinnati. She is a writer of children's, teens, and adult books, as well as several plays, and has taught in many settings for a number of years. Her awards are numerous. Just a few include a Kentucky Arts Council grant, a Pushcart Prize nomination, a Golden Kite Award, and a New York Public Library Best Books for Teens. First and foremost, she is a poet and author of 5 books of poetry, the most recent being Many Storied House. Governor Beshear has just named her Kentucky's Poet Laureate for the upcoming year. We're going to talk about what that involves and what she expects to do with this honor. So, Georgella, welcome back and many congratulations on being named Kentucky's Poet Laureate.
Well, thank you. It's pretty exciting.
I bet it is. So I'm curious to learn how one finds out that one has been named Poet Laureate. Is there a knock on the door, a tweet, a phone call? How did this happen?
No, you actually get a letter in the mail.
Ah.
And you just, you know, it was kind of stunning. I thought they would call you. But for me, anyway, I just got a letter and from the office of the governor, and I thought, gee, how much trouble could I be in? And then I opened it, and that's what it was. They had asked me a few years earlier if I would do it if I were appointed. So I knew I had been on a list, you know, but you never think it's going to be you.
Mm, yes, well, wonderfully it is. I'm curious to know what your expectations are of this position that's been bestowed on you. And I was listening to your induction speech, and you made reference to something I find so important, which is the healing nature of telling our stories. Will that be a part of what you incorporate as Poet Laureate?
Absolutely. I feel that whether I'm giving a reading or doing a workshop or speaking in a school or a community center, what I want to do is invite soul moments, those times when our deepest selves and some glimpse of the mystery we're all a part of come together. And telling our stories is a vital part of that. We need to tell our stories, and we need to have them witnessed by someone who can hear them at their depth. And I find that sometimes people think they don't have any stories, which is heartbreaking and a serious situation to be in, because if you're cut off from your story, then you don't know yourself. And if you think your stories are not important, which is another condition I find people in, then you don't think you are important yourself. So inhabiting our story and coming to understand ourselves and those we love and those who have shaped us through those stories is vital to being the fullest human beings we can be, and to empathizing with other people's stories as well. Understanding our own stories, I think, helps us welcome and empathize with other people.
Well, I know you will be a wonderful ambassador for poetry during this upcoming year and thereafter. I'm guessing there may be fodder for a few new poems also as you go through this time. I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight. Congratulations again on being named Kentucky's Poet.
Thank you.
I've been talking with Georgella Lyon, who has just been named Kentucky's Poet Laureate for the upcoming year. She will be appearing at Kenton County Public Library's Erlanger branch in Erlanger, Kentucky, on September 10th for a reading at 7 p.m. Additionally, Newport's Falcon Theater is going to do a Reader's Theater adaptation of her Many-Storied House. It will be at the Newport branch of the Campbell County Library. Woodford County Theater is adapting A Kentucky Christmas, which Georgella edited for the stage coming this December. You'll find more information about Georgella Lyon at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.
Weep no more, my lady. Oh, weep no more today. We will sing one song for the old Kentucky home, for the old Kentucky home far away. We will sing one song. for the old Kentucky home, for the old Kentucky home, far.